the contractors. They started vacuuming out the diesel fill from the ditch yesterday, but that's still going on. They're hoping to get as much done in as short amount of time as possible. There is a possibility of rain tonight, but fortunately, it doesn't look like there's going to be a lot of rain. In the event that it does rain, the contractors have taken some measures to help make sure the diesel fuel doesn't move further downstream. They've placed absorbent materials in the ditch to soak up the diesel fuel because it is floating on top of the water. And they've constructed some areas to divert water and diesel fuel into if that ditch does get filled up with water and diesel fuel.
So as the fuel is removed, where does it end out?
That would be up to the contractors. It could go to it kind of depends how much water is in it. If it's mixed with water, they may be able to separate it out and then recycle the diesel fuel. Could go to a wastewater treatment plant, or if it's they can get free product, maybe it could be reused again. As soon as they're done vacuuming out of that ditch within the next few days, the next phase of the cleanup would be to excavate the contaminated soil on the bottom of the ditch.
Did you say they were neutralizing odors?
Yeah, the odors were a big concern yesterday when the spill first happened. Those odors have been mitigated to a great extent.
How are those mitigated?
Well, some of it's just volatilized. The contractors did spray some microbes to help neutralize the odor. And then the other thing is today it's a little bit windier too, so that helps dissipate the fumes. Now that it's been sitting there for a day, a lot of the volatiles have already been released, so the odor's not as strong.
So there still are engines on their side that need to be put upright?
Yeah, there's a couple engines that are still laying on their side, and they're going to have to be careful about how they put those all back upright, because whenever you move the position of an engine when it's laying on its side, you could have more fuel that's released.
Can you explain how much area that spill covered?
It went into a ditch just north of the railroad tracks and south of the tennis courts near the high school. There's a few cattails there, so there's some standing water. Fortunately, it wasn't flowing, but then the diesel fuel, after it spilled in the ditch, it flowed a few hundred yards downstream. There's a culvert that's a couple hundred yards, and then on the other side of that culvert, that's where the contractors dammed off the diesel fuel. So it's spread over a few hundred yards there. One thing we did ask for them to cut those cattails down.
Because the cattails get in the way of
vacuuming
it
up. The cattails are above the water, so it makes it a lot harder to vacuum out the diesel fuel from there.
So just to lay out the hydrology, Rubicon Creek is closest to where this spill occurred?
I'm not sure if it's the Rubicon, but the ditch does flow west from there. I know there's a wetland further west, and there's Pike Lake is in that area.
So it's part of the same watershed, and if things went wrong, it could make its way in that direction.
Yeah, if there wasn't that dam wasn't there, and then if the diesel fuel wasn't cleaned up, it would eventually go in that direction, yeah.
So is there concern in all of this cleanup of groundwater being impacted?
At this point, no, as long as they can get the diesel fuel within a pretty short amount of time. Fortunately, diesel fuel, it doesn't migrate very easily like some other chemicals such as fertilizer or chlorinated solvents. So if they can get that out within the next few days, get it vacuumed up, and then they can excavate that diesel fuel, the chances of there being groundwater contamination are pretty limited, especially since the chance of rain for tonight is pretty low. And if we do get rain, it shouldn't be a whole lot.